you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Misfit Toys.
How are you? You know, I don't even want to say it's a no-show show. But, I mean, you could say it is because we're not doing it in the studio, but I always feel like I want to explain exactly everything that's going on. Number one, you probably heard the no-show show last week. This week, I'm not throwing anybody under the bus because Aristotle can do no wrong in my mind, but he was heading down here because the new board is in, and you can tell it's going to sound amazing. We're going in the right direction. And you know what? Thank you. Somebody tweeted me, we don't give a shit about the sound. And I know what that means. Like, yeah, I get it. People do care, but, you know, relax about it. It's like San Antonio told me, hey, if you're laughing, we're laughing. But here is what's going on. Meanwhile, there's probably someone listening going, no, it's starting to bother me a little. You know what? You can still be patient, but it is nice to hear. If I'm going to crank a song, it's nice to hear it clear. That's why I haven't been doing it. I did it because I thought, oh, I think we have it. And then last week, So anyway, yeah, last week I explained what, last week was just a no-show show. But anyway, see, that's not true. Last week, but I just didn't want to like go through the whole thing, was Hunter Hill. And it was so great. We were in there with the new board by ourselves. We had help with Aristotle on Zoom before the show. And then something happened. Everything came out except one track. But that show, I think Aristotle, once he's here, is going to be able to pull it off the computer and bring up the volume. Because on this new Zoom recorder, all the channels are different. So that's what happened last week. That's why there was a no-show show. What did I say? Anyway, and this week, so Aristotle was on his way down to just spend about, you know, an hour with Max. I mean, it's not that difficult, but, you know, spend an hour with him, something about being one-on-one. And he got a flat. So I was so bummed because I do look forward to doing this. I don't want to sound like, you know, oh, without this, I'll jump off a bridge. But it is nice to have. It's for so many reasons, because I like doing the podcast. It's nice having Max here because I can start putting together bits and downloading things. I mean, everything is what it is. Doing the podcast for a while, just in there all by myself, I was like, I am loving this. But then you move on. Now I know in the future, I mostly like to have someone on the board. I like a big group in there. It's fun. You know, and when I say big group, it could be five people, but that's a lot in that room. But it's also fun one-on-one. There's something fun about everything, but I miss that layer of being able to build a board. So anyway, So we just had to cancel the show. I was like, I mean, Aristotle, he knows that he ruined my life. This is when you find out he listens to every opening. But yeah, so that's what happened. So then Aristotle, and you know what? I know Aristotle, he would have been on Zoom with me, getting me ready for it. Just, yeah, but if we just do it over Zoom. But I thought, you know what? I don't want the stress. He would have been patient. I'm the one that gets, like, over Zoom. It's still hard. You know, so there's where we're at. That's why last week I asked if someone didn't hear it, because you can always use more help. Like, maybe there's a listener that lives in Los Angeles that not only, you know, is this his business, but he knows that board real well. It would be really cool. You know, there's nothing like having someone you show you how to use something that used it. I mean, we're figuring it out. And Aristotle, you know, he gets it pretty quick. I mean, it's, but I'm just, for me, want to, like, know anything extra. It's by no means an offense to Jonathan, who's also been, like, very helpful. But it's that extra help. And I'm sure they'd be like, thank you. They'll take the help. So there you go. There's that. But next week, Aristotle's coming down, and we're going to do the same thing. And that's our big Christmas show. I held it off. I've been, like, starting to break down Christmas. I get my Christmas going, like, the day before Thanksgiving, I put the tree up. Day before Thanksgiving. And then don't put anything on it yet. I like to have, you know, end Thanksgiving, Halloween, you know. So then I put the tree out, though. So when people come over for Thanksgiving, the tree's up. And then towards the late end of the night, you start putting some ornaments on it. That's really a way you get people to work for you. Oh, gotta have a little game, everybody. Everybody throw some ornaments up on the tree. This year, I had them draw things. I had little pieces of cardboard cut out, red cardboard, tan cardboard, all different paint pens. Did it last year, too. And said, oh, everybody, just make an ornament. You could do a happy face, write Christmas 2019, just anything, you know, whatever. People do great things. I hang them on the, that's right, let's make some ornaments and hang up the stuff I have already. It's fun though. And I'm going to give you hot chocolate and everyone's going to just shut up and do it. Is that what I do? Is that who I am? Wow. Let's call people. All right. I don't want to make this too long because you never know. Because then my podcast, if I call somebody, then it's like technically, oh, it actually is a show. Do you want to start it? Hold on 1 second, okay? I like this idea. I'm going to walk you. I'm walking into my bedroom, and I'm going to get my boom. And, you know, that way the iPad will sound good. You know, sometimes staying home by yourself, you can get cozy, and you can get romantic just with yourself. You know what I mean? It's fun to, like a lot of times, I know you always want somebody with you at those moments. Even, it could be friends even. But when it's, if it's in a romantic situation, that, you know, just different levels. But, like when you check into a really nice hotel, whenever I was on the road starting to do stand-up and I would get into a nice hotel, I was like, ah, just a waste. I want to share this with my friends, you know? One time, I was opening up for David Cross, and something happened. I was getting my own hotel, then something happened, and then he ended up, not to hotel drop, but he was staying at the Four Seasons. And I was opening up for him, but I got in a night early, blah, 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 long story, but he goes, you know what, I'm going to get you a room. I'll just get you a room here. We'll make it easy. I'm like, no. I have, you know, I'm not poor, Dave. But it was better. You know, my hotel was going to be like 5 minutes away, and it was nice. It was I don't know what it was. Who remembers? But like a hotel you stay in the city when you're Marriott, something like that. Nothing too extravagant, but, you know, something like that, the Hilton, the Marriott, Doubletree. Always surprisingly nice, actually. And but then they charged him. I don't know what. It had to be, you know, more than I was going to spend on a room. But then they had this, like, absurdly big suite. They just gave it to him at the price of the other thing. He goes, well, there's no one in it. It was late at night. And, you know, it just worked out. And then, but it had like, it was mammoth. Like 3 bedrooms, huge living room, dining room, pool table. So I just invited all, I knew some comedians there. So I just started inviting people over just to enjoy it with other people. All right, enough. You're probably sitting there thinking, you wanted to show off. I really didn't. Why would I do that? I don't need to show off with a career like mine. I don't need to do the showing off. Call Gary Goldman. Oh, no, let's start the show first. Hold on, everybody. Hold on. You know what's going to really bother me if I do this whole opening or whatever you call this and then I can't send files too long? Notice all of a sudden technology is getting better, but it seems like files are always too long with my... By the way, if you have an answer to that, if it's just something I haven't updated on my phone or I probably have to learn new ways to send things. That's really what I have to do. Sometimes shit like that, there's a lot I can't learn. I can't. I just have to accept it. I'm not going to be able to do this. But I can also learn more things than I thought I could. And once you do, it makes your life easier. I just don't have patience. Because for years from having dyslexia, this teacher broke it down to me. She goes, you know, your dyslexia really is really what's more crippling to you than that, in a way, is your attention. Your attention deficit is shot to shit. Because when you really did try to understand a lot of shit, stuff, she said, there's a woman I sat next to on the plane, you know. She said, so then you just have this, and she was describing me like perfectly. But I always think, well, no one likes to, but then you learn, oh, it's worse with you. Like I used to sit in class and think, come on, no kid in this class. I literally thought this in 7th grade. Nobody wants to pay attention. You just got to try. But it's hard to pay attention when you don't know what the fuck you're reading or they're talking. I understood what they were talking about. Reading was very difficult. Reading in class was very embarrassing. I mean, I got through it. One time I stabbed a teacher in the face. That was aggressive. I wanted to say knee. I wanted to say knee. Mm-hmm. So, there you go. So anyway, let's start the show. Okay, hold on. So we'll do a show. I got lose my track. I've never done a show like this. Maybe it'll be popular. Maybe people are going to be loving. People are going to be going, have you heard the new top class format? Oh, yeah, it's very, you know, it's just he walks around the house. He takes you into the kitchen. It's like you just spend an hour with him, but he doesn't let that, he doesn't think, you know, it's just off the shelves. Yeah, people are really, you know, really talking about it. There used to be a show called People Are Talking. That's what the show is called. This is People Are Talking. What are they talking about? So, let's start the show. And, you know, we have so many ways to start, you know. But people know, the people can tell a real show versus a fake show, you know, a no-show show. A real show has something about it, you know. Sure. Thank you, Jennifer. It's a good feeling, you know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling, you're growing inside. When you wake up ready to say, you're gonna make a snappy new day. Ba-ba. That's right. You know what? I used to worry about singing because I couldn't sing to the music. But as you could just notice, I don't let that stop me anymore. I don't let that stop me. Now, maybe we'll start calling some people. That was a good opening though, right? You got to think of the great ones, you know. Maybe that's better. Maybe that's better. Hey, folks. This is to be a better opening. Hey, folks. I hope you have another hour to spend with me. This is the Todd Glass Show. We're going to spend an evening together, take you out back, take you up front, take you to my living room, take you in my dining room. This is the Todd Glass Show. It's the new style, everybody. People are loving it. What do? I walk into the bathroom. I'm going to look into the mirror and tell you what I think. My hair, it's not good lately. People have bad hair days. You know, guys traditionally, more now, people just fucking admit it. But 20 years ago, God forbid. I didn't have, Bob said he has having a bad hair day. I never said that. I'll kill you if you ever tell anybody I don't have bad hair days. Not that I admit. That was in my bathroom looking at my hair. Now I'm in my bedroom looking out the back. Yes. You know, I have a new idea for like a cover for the bed, you know. So I don't like making my bed. So what about like, it's like a blanket, but it's a fitted blanket. Now you might say they make it. I haven't seen it. A fitted blanket. And that way, you just, it looks nice, it looks clean. Picture, you know, any blanket, just fitted blankets, basically. They go on the bed, king size, whatever, you know. And then you sleep on top of the blanket. So when you wake up, your bed's already made. You just go over and fold your blanket up at the end. And it doesn't move. I sort of do that. I try to do that anyway. Like, I get an oversized blanket. I put it on my bed. I sleep on top of it. But, you know, it's still... gets underneath me sometimes in the middle of the night. Now, this is a good idea, isn't it? Are you marketing? Are you a marketing person? I think we could go on Shark Tank. I'm back into the living room right now. That's where the music's coming from. Now I'm going to go out front. Now I'm out front of my house. Wow. Out here it's quieter. Okay, now I'm back in my house. I'm walking by a tambourine. Well, anyway, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a... I don't think there's any ads in this. I know sometimes the ads get frustrating. Trust me. Me and Aristotle, we work it out. We're like, oh, let's not put any right at the end. Let it end. And they're like, oh, cool, no problem. But they are a friend. And remember, click, click, click. Unless you once in a while, not most of the time, no, you don't need anything that they're advertising. But there are times you will. And that's all they want, you know? So... you can go click, 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 unless you're like, oh, what is this? Actually, oh, cool. I didn't know he was doing a podcast. I didn't know they were doing a podcast. Oh, what? They do that? You can do that from your house. You can make, oh, great. Okay, other than that, click, 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 unless it happens to be something you want. So there's that. Well, this new format, people are really getting excited about it. You know, it's making me laugh. Why aren't you better be laughing? This new format. I just love all fluff. It always makes me laugh. I know that's constantly what I think is funny. Just talking about, oh, the show. People are saying how great it is. Who? But it's fun. To me, it's a character who tries to think he's going to fool his audience. You know what I mean? Like I expect you guys to think, wow, I guess the Todd Glass show's really taking off. Honey, yeah, the Todd Glass show, I guess he has this new format. People are loving it. I guess his numbers are going up, but, yeah. Oh, well, how do you know just because he said it? Wow, why would he make it up? He said everyone was talking about it, and he said it like 10 times. So there must be some truth to it, even if you shave off a little bit. Somebody must be talking about it of some importance, or I don't think he'd be talking about it if nobody was talking about it. And that guy would have, he'd be wrong. But that's what I'm hoping for. We'll take a break. We'll be back. You'll hear a song, and I'll be back right after it.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
People are loving the new format. They say it sounds clean and crisp. Whether the silly bits And now people are actually listening, going, it actually does sound clean and crisp, the way sound should sound.
It's gonna be a time.
So this is what we need to get the studio like, right?
I think I can make it now.
My voice is clean and precise. There is no background noise.
All of the time waiting has to sun.
And you have to understand, this is me talking into my phone holding a speaker.
It is the show that we've been waiting on.
I love this new format.
It's
I'm loving it.
Todd Glass Show kind
of
day.
We're going to call Gary Goldman, part of our new show mat for
it's
format.
Todd Glass Show kind of day.
Wow. Well, welcome back, everybody, to our new format. This is crazy. Well, anyway, this is a segment of the show I'm sure we're all familiar with. It's called Let's Call Gary Goldman. So let's give it a shot. Here we go. Call Gary Goldman.
Calling Gary Goldman.
You think he'll answer? Now listen, I don't want to even annoy my friends, so I'm going to keep this very quick with him. I'm not going to, you know, be unprofessional. What? It failed? Call using... Why did it fail? I don't get that. That doesn't make any sense. Who else can I call? Let's try Gary again. Call Gary Goldman.
Calling Gary Goldman. Other.
It said it failed again. Now, something is fishy here, if you might ask me. I guess this is the part of the show where it gets a little detective-y. You know what I'm talking about? Wow. What is going on in the new format? I was looking for a cue. I was looking for... Oh, yeah, why the call's not going through. That's what was creepy. Right? It's like, wait a second. We trust Todd. Truth. I am dialing. It's not a bit. But now I feel like I should try someone else to see if it's just Gary Goldman in this iPad. Because I'm just, you know, just using the iPad and just giving it voice commands. Let's try Blake Wexler. Call Blake Wexler.
Calling Blake Wexler.
You know,
mobile.
There you go. See, it says call failed. What? Hold on here. You know what? Maybe I figured it out. This is fun, this new format. We figure things out together. It's crazy. I'm loving it. You can't complain about it. You can go, yeah, it's Todd Glass. He fiddles on his iPad. Yeah, that's part of his new format. Yeah, I don't like it. Oh, then you don't like his format. Yeah, it's just his format now. You know, he doesn't have any control over that. It's all corporate, even these podcasts these days. Art 19, they came in there like a fuck. They make him change his format. They go, you're getting sofas. He's like, I don't want sofas. We sit at a table. They're at sofas now. The Todd Glass new format, they're on sofas. Now, I don't want to, even in a bit, create an atmosphere that's not happy. So let's not do that bit. Okay, here we go. Yeah, well, no, it's on... I thought maybe I put it on airplane mode or something, you know. But let me try one more call here. Call Gary Goldman.
Calling Gary Goldman. Other.
Up to this point, it's always all right. Nope, failed. Seems like we're right back to where we started, where this happened a while back, if you don't remember, and I was like, it just seems a little fishy. Okay. If you don't believe me, we may as well part ways. You may as well stop listening to my show. Potato salad, everybody, okay? I'm not playing that music. I swear to God. Now you tell me that ain't freaky. Can I tell you the truth? Truth? Truth. You get it, to George Carlin's truth. See, we're almost gone. We're almost gone. I still go back and drag it in a little, but basically it's whoosh. Truth. That started to creep me out, that music here in the house all by myself. It like gave it an unpeaceful feeling. So that's why I turned it off. Now, with other people in the studio, it wouldn't have bothered me. But now, when I get like that, like, I have all the lights off in a room adjacent to the room I'm in because I'm not going to be in there. And, you know, I just don't need it. But now, but then that room seems like a dead zone. So I sometimes go around and turn lights on. Just because it's bright. It's all just energy. So that's all it is. You can't, you know, it's like... Like, I'm walking into my living room right now, and I'm shutting the... because I don't want, you know, too many people to be able to look in. You gotta have some... Now, I'll go back into the living room, and I have the front open to, like, you know, to the front walk down the street, and people do walk by sometimes, but then I don't care. I don't know why that... But I just want some. I don't want to be able to have no shelter, you know? If someone's looking in, maybe you could run to another room. No, not in this situation. You got the whole goddamn house all opened up. So let's just go around. And then later it gets, the more it gets. Like, sometimes I would rather not be out in the living room if I happen to be up at, like, 4 in the morning. Some people wouldn't care. They'd just go in there for a little while, watch TV. No, I won't. No. But I'll go in there if there's someone else here. But even then, after a while, 3 in the morning, I don't want to be sitting in a living room where there's a window wide open, 2 windows. Yeah, I wouldn't do that at 3 in the morning, ever. If I fall asleep on the sofa, which I almost never do because of that reason, I do not like getting up. Unless there's someone else on the sofa across the way, then I don't care. But just me out here, if there were blinds everywhere, then that'd be fine. But all the windows there's not cover on all the windows here. You think, well, why don't I do it? I don't know. Because I like the way it looks. Other than that, just open. It looks, you know, just nothing. Clean. Out to the outside, there's only trees. But I should probably do something. Because I would stay out here more and watch TV. Well, I can go in my room, too. Anyway, this is part of the new show. I talk about my life more. I mean, it's part of the show. You can't not like it. So I just, you know... This is all part of the new format. Yeah, they go, Todd. I said, well, can I reference that I don't like it? They go, you can talk about whatever you want as long as you, you know, you have to walk around your house and you go on tangents and then you talk about your fear of the dark. Folks, you're not folks. I hate to say it. Why do I hate to say it? Because... Okay, I'll just say it. I am really high. Like, I just hope I can stay on this. It's not like a regiment where I make it sound like, well, you know, I only smoke pot once a month. No, it's still, I've talked about this before. I still smoke a lot of pot. But around, I don't know how many months. It seems like 2 months ago or 3 probably. I tried to start smoking 3 or 4 nights a week. That means you have 3 or 4 nights you don't smoke. And I don't, like I've said, usually smoke in the day anyway, so that's not an issue for me. I have smoked in the day, and when I have no responsibilities, it's fun. It's just I'll get nothing done, but everybody's different, right? So for me, I don't smoke in the day. I wish I could. Sometimes it is. Sometimes I can't be productive when I'm high, but I've learned to get around that. Like, say, okay, you're going to go, if everyone's coming over and you're going to sit around and you're going to try to write. You know, he's not writing out whole ideas with me. It's usually like, I have a joke, I need 30 more examples, you know. The Cheesecake Factory, you know, write those. You get what I'm talking about. We're going to fill the pool with ravioli at 3. You know, meatball-shaped footballs out on the Lido deck, you know. Writing those. But then I get high... And instead of using my high, which is okay, it can help you write and open up your mind, and it can be positive, but I don't use it towards the writing. I talk about other shit. Like, talk about a comedy club or a comedian I like or don't like. You know, we're 8 hours in on that, and I didn't use my high for anything other than to talk about shit other than productive. So I say to myself, okay, if you want to be high... You got to use it. And I have talked myself into doing it and done it. Prove that I can not stray. It's all right. You can be high. You just got to use it towards this. Sometimes. Other times, I just am high to be high, and, you know, I don't have to have a work regimen around it all the time. Now, listen. We're going to take a break. This is the new format, everybody. I mean, people are loving it. They say it is clean. You can hear it. It, you know, it's a real, this shows really what happened, became talked about in the sound industry, because here we have a studio in the back where I want to record a show that just sounds clean and I can crank things and it doesn't hurt. You know, the louder you get, the cleaner it has to be. I'm aware of that. And sometimes on the show, you know, that doesn't happen. But, you know, things are, but we'll get them there. We did have them there. But we, hey, the studio changed and good things happen. I still get it at the end of the day. It's going to end up being better than it was. It just took longer than I thought to get it there. But it will end up better. Anytime you update things, it's going to get, we're going to love it. And it's just going to get better. But now, this phone with an iPad in my living room, people are talking. Hey, I heard it's somebody's birthday. Let's get right to it. Oh, happy birthday to you. If it's your birthday, you're loving this, right? Happy birthday to you. Shut the fuck up. Of course I found out. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Thank you. To you. Happy birthday. It's the new format. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back and wrap it up. Our shows are shorter now. They're in three segments. And you know when we're done one because you'll hear a song. And then you know on the other side of that song, we're back with our final segment. Wow, welcome back. Welcome back.
Let's hear Todd Glass, number one podcast.
Aww.
From quarantine.
Week
19. To help us smile.
Aww. Wow, I guess this new format people are loving. Wow. Here it is. I'm holding up the New York Times, everybody. Number one new format, the Todd Glass Show. We won. Thank you. How much? A lot of group. Well, my girlfriend's brother, he's fine. Sure, think about him all you want. I can't get him to come down and visit me. Eric Calver's great, but he brings his drums everywhere. Yeah. Sure, they'll be back.
Let's hear Todd.
Wow, I think this is self-congratulatory, this song. It is true, it is a number one podcast. Wow, and it is quarantine. Wow. I don't look at it that way. I mean, for a little while, sure. No. Is it going to do you any harm? Well, we're not in the barn tonight. Thank you, Joe McKenzie. Thank you. That was great. Sorry I talked over it. Did I talk over it a little? A teeny bit? Ooh, I actually forget. I'm so high, I don't remember. I think I did, actually. Wow, I'm wearing my glasses. Why am I wearing my glasses? Because I have to get through the reality that I need them. Luckily, still to read, but I definitely need them to read. But I'm not bringing them out. I don't bring them out. I go to a restaurant, I'll find something. I'll just listen to what everybody else orders. Not bringing glasses. No. Oh, here they go. I'd rather just, you know, seriously, there's price I pay that I don't get to go mix greens with tiny bits of, what am I, I'm never getting anything that fancy. Yeah, what are you getting? Oh, that sounds good. You know, I'm going to get a side of beef. People used to love to talk about their big steaks. You know, they say, I think somebody tweeted this, but it was something to the effect of, you know, no one talks more about, like, people say, oh, vegans, that's all they talk about. No, you know, they might talk about it, but not as much as meat eaters talk about their meat. Now, listen, you're the one that's making exaggerations with, oh, vegans don't, you're going to the exaggerated, you think, which doesn't exist. They're usually very modest about it. But if anything, what's funny about it is meat eaters. They're like, oh, we throw a big steak. Oh, they love talking about all the steak they're always throwing on the grill. I'm not, there's, yeah, there were meat eaters that didn't do it like that, but there were a lot of meat eaters. Yeah, we went there, oh, we got these flank steaks. They were this thick. All right. What is it? Why are you telling us this? What do you get out of it? Come on, it's not just, oh, that lasagna was delicious. It's meat. It's really thick. They don't talk about lasagna that way. They don't go, oh, these lasagna, it was so thick. No, the steaks, oh, we got them big ribs, got them from Tony's, brought them home. These things will knock your dick into the dirt. Yeah, the new format. I guess it looks like it's going to be staying around for a while because people are really reacting to it. Ah, shit, I fucked it up. See, with the new format, I talk about it right away. I don't hide it. Because I don't feel it. I can't blame anybody but myself. That's how I really feel. I like, let me just write this down real quick. This is what I'm going to do when I go back to the airlines. Here's what I'm going to do. You know how when you go to the airlines once in a while? I'll be honest, it doesn't happen as much as it used to, at least the way I feel. But for a while, they would overtype. And I'm always nice. I never, when, you know, what are you doing back? No, I always just wait. But it did wonder a while, what's going on? What are you typing? And they're typing and they're typing. If they're super nice, which a lot of times they are, and when that is, they'll tell you, oh, it takes forever. I'm just holding to get, they talk you through it. But half the time, they don't. I'm giving the ones credit to do, you know. But usually it's just somebody typing and they'll get no pulse on, you know, if this is going to work out. And, you know, I'm going to bring my little speaker up. Not, it's not absurd. It's not like I'm going to, oh, I'm going to travel with a big, no, teeny little speaker. Look how little this one is. I'm going to put it on the counter and just start typing into my phone. Like, I can't get that sound effect off. I'm sorry. And then they're typing, but then you start typing. You know, they can't really get upset with you. Excuse me? No, I'm not trying to be troublesome. I'm just typing. Oh, your computer. That makes it look less. You have your computer open and you're super nice. You're really super nice. You go, oh, no, no, I'm sorry. And it doesn't have to be that loud. It could be like this. There you go. I'm sorry. I'm just, oh, no, no, no. Oh, no, I'm not hurrying you at all. No, the computers are slow. That's not your fault. Oh, no, no, I'm fine. I just figured I'd get this done. That way I'm be patient. I'm not breathing down your back. And then you go back to it. And then she, okay, click, 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 he or she. It could be in them in this bit, you know. The person that is going to be the recipient. This is a behavior that we're making fun of. It's not owned by a sex. It's a behavior we're making fun of. And that behavior can be owned by anybody. Actually, some truth to what I just said in a good way. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. You like, are you a vegetarian? Yoo-hoo! Well, how would you like one of our big new 30-inch steaks? Our Roundhouse Burgers at Roundhouse Burger Emporium are so big you'll think it's gonna fuck you. And for you vegetarians, we got bread. Well, I'm proud to be a burger-eating fuck. Yeah, that's the type of ads. Oh, they always talk about it. We spruce some barbecue on the meat. They never gave the same, because you know, our people that, I'm going to break this down here for you. I'm going to take my glasses off. Truth, I had them on for no reason. But it was fun to take them off to be able to say this. Yes, there are people, I'm saying there are people that talk about other food that way. Like they'll talk about, oh, this fucking lasagna was so fucking good. Or manicotti was like, oh, shut the fuck up good, right? They, the people that talk about the meat, they don't talk about mac and cheese like that. Just their meat. Yeah, I threw the meat on the grill. They'll never say, God, this salad is fucking amazing. Yeah. Other people will, but not this guy. And I hate to tell you, it's a guy. But it's a behavior. So let's just say, whoever is this person throwing meat on the grill to, I think, make up for a failed things that he's really wanted to do in life. So therefore, it's like, I sometimes think people can over tell you how much they golf when they're in a job that maybe sometimes they don't like, that, you know, you just want to be careful of that because it's better and more healthy to go, I don't like this, rather than go, oh, we're golfing all day, you know. Well, I'm having a ball, just golfing. Yeah, but after a while, you know, you know what I'm talking about? I used to have a friend, all he talked about how much he golfed. I think he's not liking his job. Anyway, you like this? That's a tape. That is a new, we're using, you know how the records came back? We're bringing back tape. Aristotle said all our shows are going to be taped from now on as part of the new, as part of the new format. Seriously. Isn't that crazy? Yeah, folks. It's the new format. Well, that's my show, everybody. Hold on, before I wrap it up, I just wanted to say thank you for tuning in. I would have to tell you, though, for legal reasons, this is a show. This was a show. It's not like you go, well, come on. I cap it with a little music. I go in and out with music. I'll have Aristotle bringing music in the opening. You take an opening song, you fade into the show. And then, you know, I do my thing, and then, you know, it's a show. Remember this bit? Okay, it's a show. It's a show.
Our next guest is a talented comedian who's one of our favorites, and this weekend he'll be performing at the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, New Jersey. Please welcome the very funny Mitch Hedberg.
Folks, part of our new format, we have comedians pay homage to comedians.
Thank you. I'm very happy. I love being on this show. Sometimes I see maybe a contest, it'd be like a jar of jelly beans. It'll say, guess how many jelly beans are in the jar, and you win a prize. Oh, come on, man. Let me just have some. Let's make a compromise. You guess how many I want. All right.
This is great.
That's the first joke, hey.
Wow.
No. I'm on time restriction.
All right.
This shirt is dry clean only, which means it's dirty. I bought a donut and they gave me a receipt for the donut. I don't need a receipt for the donut, man. I'll just give you the money, you give me the donut. And the transaction. We don't need to bring ink and paper into this. I just cannot imagine a scenario where I would have to prove that I bought a donut. Some skeptical friend? Oh, come on, man. Don't even act like I didn't get that donut. I got the documentation right here. All right. Hey, yeah.
I'm loving this. Seriously.
I have a cheese shredder at home. That's a positive name for it. Cheese shredder. They never call it by its negative name, because no one would buy it. Sponge Ruiner. Because I wanted to clean it. Now I have little bits of sponge that would melt easily over tortilla chips. Oh, man.
Well, what a... We're going to do a lot more of that, just having, you know, actual comedians on the show. You know, no one gives comedians that have passed on show spots anymore. You know, they don't get spots. If you watch, you know what I would do if I was, well, like, let's picture a show that would maybe even do this, is every, have stand-up every night, but from the past, from comedians that are dead, and show their whole sets. This is what I do in this show. People that are dead, people that are alive, they can get, they're having an easier time getting spots than people that are dead. By the way, this is not a bad idea, actually, but I get the absurdity in which I explain. But it wouldn't be, it would be cool. Like, you know, what if you were watching Conan O'Brien one night and they did that? They go, hey, you know, we all just set it up. This is a comedian. There's so many you could use. And you pick the best of, why not? And you go, hey, this is a, you know, maybe from the archive of people that were on their show. That's certainly cool, you know, but you wouldn't have to if you didn't want to, but you could probably have to for maybe rights, let's say. But this is Kevin Meaney back in, you know, 93. It was his first time on the show. And then just show this, like, crazy show, Stephen Wright's, like, first Tonight shows. It's funny, I picked, well, because there's a million others, but I do pick the two that happen to have a very, you know, low-key style. Completely different comedians. Completely different comedians. Their low tone is, like, about all they had in common, you know. But Stephen Wright, I remember Stephen Wright coming into the comedy club in Philadelphia, like, in 83. And everybody was saying, because even then there was a lot of very formulaic, you know, every era has something like that. It's okay, you know, and that era was a very polished, you know, and it's a little too much. It's like, all right, bring it down, you know. But Stephen Wright didn't have any of that formula at all. It was just something completely, you know, so it was really amazing. Anyway, that's it. All right, everybody, that's the show. It was a show. I'm sorry. But I have to charge you for it. And it's free. We're making it free. That's what we're trying to do here, is really make our shows free. And it's been working for us. So thank you very much. And I'm going to walk around and shake everybody's hand. All right, this will be a fun way to close. I love this song, Positive. It's... You know, like everything, I'm going to overanalyze it. So anyway, this song, you know, somebody told me that they were somewhere and someone had a button on. And this, look, this is going on forever. We get it. It's all right. It's, at this point, it's like, I feel sad. But they won't let it go. About you can't say Merry Christmas. And she had a button and it said, you can say Merry Christmas to me. Like, it's so out of your way, even though this new thing encompasses you, and again, I know I've talked about this a million times, and you can say it. It's when you don't know, you know, say happy holidays if you don't know. Christmas Day, you can say, look, no one's picking a fight on the other end. It's the exact opposite. So when I think of a button like that, I think of two energies that you leave here on the planet. You know, everybody just leaves their energy, and that is as real as it gets. It certainly makes people breathe easier when you have clarity and wherewithal with your thoughts. And there's that button and the sentiment of that button. And even though this is just a silly song, this is also the what you put out to the world. Obviously, the person who wrote this song does not feel like, is not pissed off that you can't say Merry Christmas. It's like, no, it's not, that's not the angle of the song. There probably is a song out there, you know, F you, USA, I'll say Merry Christmas, you know, light my house, you know, some overly. So there's that one, that you can say Merry Christmas to me. Yeah. Or this. Whatever holiday you're going to, well, that's up to you. Whatever you celebrate, I hope it's awesome for you. And I just want to say, have a happy holiday. So Merry Christmas, happy Hanukkah. Happy New Year, I hope it's the best one yet. I do. By the way, happy holiday. It's real big fish. I should have mentioned that. Holy day, hog mayonnaise. Last Posadas, winter solstice, St. Lucia Day. Eat a lot, hot junkaroo, Mardi Gras, Boxing Day. And Diwali, whatever you celebrate. This one's for you. Whatever holiday you're into. No matter what you do. Whatever you celebrate. I hope it's awesome for you. Yes, I do. And I just want to say, have a happy holiday. Or this, or you can sing Merry Christmas to me. Just have a good time. Have a good time. When you do what you do. It's that time of year. Let's have some fun. Let's have some fun. Happy holidays. No matter which one. Get me my... You can say Merry Christmas button to me. Her husband goes and gets it. I'm putting it on. I'm going out. I'm going out.
Have a good time all the time. 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 Whatever you celebrate.
Give me my button. I'm going down to the coffee place, and I want to wear it there. You can say Merry Christmas to me. Or...
I hope it's awesome for you. I just want to say, have a happy holiday.
Thank you, Real Big Fish, for closing my show. Really, I do appreciate it. Bye, everybody. That's the show.
Misfit Toys.